Bible reading number 326, Romans 11 verses 13 through 32. Two kinds of branches. Paul wrote these words, "Now I am talking to you non-Jews. Since I am the apostle to non-Jewish people, I will be proud of my ministry. Perhaps I can make physical Israel, my own people, jealous. Then I can save some of them. If throwing them away means that the world is brought back to God, then what would receiving them be? It would be like coming back to life from death. If the first piece of bread offered to God is holy, then all of it is holy. And if the root is holy, then the branches are holy too. Yes, some of the branches were broken off. You non-Jews are like part of a wild olive tree which has been grafted in among the natural olive branches. You are sharing in the sap of the root of the olive tree. Don't brag. You are not more important than the natural branches. If you brag, remember, you are not holding up the root. The root is holding you up." Now you might say this, "But the natural branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in." True, they were broken off, but it was because they did not believe. But you keep your position by faith. Don't think you are more special. Instead, fear. Since God did not keep the natural branches, he may not spare you either. So look at how kind God is and how harsh God is. He was harsh to those who fell, but he is kind to you, if you stay in his kindness. If you don't, you will be cut off. And if the Jewish people start believing, they will be grafted in. God is able to graft them in again. Because since you non-Jews were cut from a wild olive tree and grafted in an unnatural way, against nature, into a tame olive tree, how much easier it would be to graft in these natural branches into their own olive tree. All Israel will be saved. Brothers, I want you to know this secret. This should make you feel humble. Part of the people of Israel has become stubborn until the time when the complete number of non-Jewish people have come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. You non-Jews did not obey God in the past, but now you have received mercy because they disobeyed. In the same way, the Jewish people are now disobedient to God so that they can receive God's mercy too. You have already received his mercy. God has classed all people under the category of disobedience so that he may show mercy to all of them.